This music there from the Beatles, recorded in Hamburg, Germany in 1961 with Pete Best on drums, produced by Bert Kempfert, and that's a track called Cry for a Shadow, written by John Lennon and George Harrison, probably the only thing they ever co-wrote together other than Flying and a few other odds and ends on some of the later Beatles albums where they were credited to all four Beatles. Lennon and Harrison there. Cry for a Shadow. Before that, from the same sessions, Ain't She Sweet with John Lennon on lead vocals. Those sessions were set up as a backup, the Beatles performing as a backup band to an artist named Tony Sheridan, who was very popular on the Reeper Bomb in Hamburg, Germany at the time, and Bert Kempfert had signed him to Polydor Records, and the Beatles were signed as the backup band, and for some reason, a track was cut with John on lead vocals, Ain't She Sweet. Here on the Friday All Night Show, where we go into It's My Vinyl now. And we're going to start off with something from Rubber Soul, the U.S. pressing. This is a pressing from 1973 when it was repressed on Apple Records, and it still contains what's called the East Coast Stereo Mix. For some reason, folks, and nobody knows why, they remix the East Coast Rubber Soul differently than the West Coast. And I think what we get now on the stereo version of Rubber Soul tracks that are dispersed among the various Beatles albums with the British catalog that's out now worldwide, we get the West Coast mix. This is the U.S. stereo mix. I don't know which mix is on the Capitol Albums Volume 2. I haven't heard it myself. But nonetheless, this is here at UHFM. It's on vinyl. It was pressed in 73 on Apple, probably at the Scranton, Pennsylvania, or Winchester, Virginia plants, and it's got John Lennon's double tracked vocals. That's what makes it different. Check it out.
We'll be right back. today. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loved you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows.
On the road. I just thought it was too quiet there, didn't it?
Tree.
Living is easy with eyes closed.
Okay, that was something there from a cassette. And I think what we started to go into was something from the Anthology 2 album. But what we heard before that is not from Anthology 2, and I really don't know where it's from. You know, I got this cassette at a tag sale in Agawam, Massachusetts, just over the line from Connecticut, north of Hartford. And it was a cassette case full of Beatles cassettes that were taped from somebody's, you know, LPs. They had made the cassettes, you know, with one of those units you could tell from listening to it where you could hear the needle drop down, and they had taped the albums on a cassette with, like, you know, a sound design stereo or something like that. Maybe even something more sophisticated. And there were these two cassettes in there that have all these amazing offbeat versions of songs and backing tracks and things. And I really don't know where they come from. Obviously, they're Beatles tracks. That was obviously John Lennon doing several takes of Strawberry Fields Forever. It was likely a bootleg. There was one bootleg that was big in the 90s called Sweet Apple Tracks, and there were about four or five editions of it, you know, volume one, volume two, and there were lots of these things. And I think that's what, it was actually the early 90s. I think this is what inspired Apple to put out Anthology, because these tracks were rolling around anyway. So they decided to package them up and make them into something special and worthwhile versus letting the bootleggers take all the cash and the Beatles, once again, not getting cut into their own, what they deserved, you know. Anyway, that was Strawberry Fields Forever, likely from Sweet Apple Tracks or some other bootleg, taken from a cassette purchased by me up at a tag sale. And before that, we heard two tracks from the LP of 1962 to 1966, which is also known as the Red Album. We heard Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown, and Please Please Me. Those were stereo mixes from 1973. They weren't really remastered in 1973 when they were issued. Those are the original Capitol mixes. Norwegian Wood doesn't sound any different than the Capitol Rubber Soul album. Please Please Me is the stereo mix that's been flying around since the remaster last year. Before that, we heard the actual single, She Loves You and I'll Get You. I had two copies of the single, so I played them back to back for you. The first one was Lesson Fidelity. That one was likely an original and very old, still in very decent condition for playing on the radio. The next version, track, the flip side of She Loves You, which was played from the second 45 I have in the collection, sounded so good, it seems like it's a counterfeit. Seems like it was pressed maybe in the late 70s or 80s with the Old Swan label slapped on it, because that single was originally in the U.S. on Swan Records. It never was on the Capitol label until Beatlemania had hit in 1964, because Capitol wouldn't take the Beatles. EMI, they had first choice of anything from England on Parlophone or EMI over there, and they turned them down. So George Martin shopped it around to a lot of small labels. VJ Records, Tolly Records, and Swan Records all had the Beatles before Capitol did. And there's about an album and a half's worth of material that was issued before Meet the Beatles. An album called Introducing the Beatles, which came out in two versions with a different song tracks, song order and things. And then the Tolly single, Twist and Shout. And There's a Place, and then She Loves You and I'll Get You on Swan. We started It's My Vinyl off today with The Word, the East Coast mix from the Rubber Soul album, the U.S. version of Rubber Soul. And you can tell on that edition of the album we actually have here in the studio, it was pressed in Winchester, Virginia, because there is a sideways wine glass stamped into the what I call the margin between the grooves of the last song and the paper label. That's how you can tell what plant that the records were stamped at. Sorry about the bad grammar there, but you're also listening to, in the background right now, Two Virgins, Unfinished Music Number 1. That was the album in 1968 that Lennon and Ono released completely in nude on the cover, and then later had to recall and put a paper bag over that photograph so that it could sell. Capital EMI and Apple EMI and Parlophone would not release the album. So it went to a small label in England. And I can never say this right. Tetragrammatron, or it's Tetragrammaton, not Tron, Records took that, and it's got the catalog number, I think, T-0001. Nonetheless, two versions from John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Let's continue now with more music to celebrate John Lennon's birthday on It's My Vinyl. This is from an album of his called Sometime in New York City. WUHFM 91.3 Hartford and WWUH.org.
Hey, sit down and cool it for a minute so you can hear what we're going to do. And for those of you in the band who have no idea what's about to happen, this is an A minor, and it's not standard blues changes. But it's close.
Yeah, this is a song that I used to sing when I was in the cabin in Liverpool. I haven't done it since, so...
I love you.
okay, we're just going to do numbers that we know, you know, because we've never played together before. And... Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, don't step on my boots, Rachel. Down, tread on my face, finding my name all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do, my honey, lay off of them shoes, don't you? Put my boots with you. You can do anything, lay off of them boots with you.
This song's more about why we're here, apart from rocking and that. All right, if I can get my finger on the right note. Thank you.
I see the wind, oh, I see the trees.
Music there from Lennon, John Lennon, as we celebrate 70 years since John Lennon's birth. October 9th, 1940, October 9th here today in 2010. And we heard from the album Mind Games a track called Out the Blue. Two tracks from Imagine before that, How, with a question mark, and Oh My Love, co-written with Yoko Ono. And then from the album Plastic Ono Band, Hold On. Live in New York City, we heard the version of Imagine recorded at John Lennon's last concert. Actually, he appeared live later than that with Elton John and performed I Saw Her Standing There with Elton John, and that is available on an Elton John, actually originally a single B-side and then later put on a CD. Before that, Plastic Ono Band, Live Piece in Toronto. That album was actually released before the Abbey Road album. It was actually out before the Beatles broke up, and it was very confusing to those of us kids who didn't quite get it at the time that something was up. And we heard two tracks, Blue Suede Shoes and Money. There's a long intro before Blue Suede Shoes of just, you know, microphone feedback and the announcer trying to find the right microphone and lots of excuses and things. So I faded it up right at the beginning of the track. And that was on the Apple label featuring Eric Clapton on lead guitar, John Lennon, Klaus Voormann on bass. And the drummer for that version of the Plastic Ono Band was Alan White, who is now or was, became, let's say, after Plastic Ono Band, the drummer for Yes. And then from an interesting album that came out in 1972 called Sometime in New York City, a double album which was split into two titles on the cassette and 8-track version. It was label credit to John and Yoko Plastic Ono Band with Elephant's Memory and Invisible Strings. Officially, it was a John and Yoko album, not a John Lennon album. And it had a lot of interesting material, a lot of political material on that album. It was a really unacclaimed, critically unacclaimed album, although I like a lot of tracks on that. Luck of the Irish and a Walter Ward blues tune that's on the live jam portion of the album. It's like an album recorded live with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention featuring Flo and Eddie, but they put the tracks, the Lennon tracks on this album. If you have Live at the Fillmore East by the Mothers of Invention, that's the other part of the concert, the same concert. And Lennon and Ono came on stage with Zappa and Flo and Eddie and all the Mothers and did about 4 tunes, of which two were kind of those Yoko Ono avant-garde tracks that on the CD version of Sometime in New York City have been deleted. There's still a couple of them left on the CD version, but there's one or two that were left off. So the only way you can find those is via the LP cassette or 8-track. I don't know if there's a real tape version of that album. But nonetheless, Well, Baby, Please Don't Go, an old Walter Ward blues track that Lennon liked to play, and he played there, live. And that was what we had there for the last set as we tribute John Lennon. We're at the end of our It's My Vinyl portion of the program. We're going to play one more track for you, written by John Lennon, and it's from the Ringo album, Ringo Starr. We're actually taking it here from an album called Blast from Your Past, which is basically a greatest hits album at the end of the EMI contract with Ringo Starr. And it's got a slightly different mix, but nothing to write home about. It's so actually you're hearing it from Blast from Your Past, but it's originally from the Ringo album, and it was written by John Lennon, and it's called I'm the Greatest.
When I was a little boy, way back home in Liverpool, my mama told me I was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. Took me by was great.
I do it to you. How do? What you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't the clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, ooh la la, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart. Won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. I knew how you do it to me. I do it to me.